With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Video game writing system, tiny details are considered especially pointless. In New York City, the dedicated detectives who investigate these meaningless tidbits are members of an elite squad known as the Lore Boys. These are their stories.
Thanks for getting us on the air, Dick Wolf.
Yeah. you're real champion there. My name, as always, is Peter O'Donohue of the Lore Boys, or Los Chicos Lore if you're south of the border. This is an event episode here, because I need to welcome back James Miller, he's been gone for 5 weeks.
Hey guys, yeah, it's been a while, happy to be back, back on solid ground in Canada, it's good to be here.
He's a big important business boy who went off to Poland to train Polish people on how to do his job.
Yep, trained like 80 people and it was crazy, we got to see some good times in Poland. And Canadian money is, like, very valuable there. So I was, like, for once, not a poor podcaster while I was there. I was not doing a podcast and I was rich.
Yeah.
I'm back to being a poor podcaster and I love it.
Yeah. Is it more comfortable or less comfortable?
I've fallen back into my rut and I'm happy.
Excellent. And?
Oh, me. I'm Ethan.
Yeah, that's Ethan.
I've never
been
to Poland, but I have drank vodka.
Yeah. It's kind of like going to Poland. The other special thing about this episode is this is our first four-man squad.
What? We have another person here?
My attorney.
He's so quiet.
Chris.
Hey, guys. Happy to be here. Pretty excited.
Yeah. Little spooked.
So nervous.
Well, he's I gotta say, you're acting like a real pro. You stayed quiet through that whole intro.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know if you could throw in, like, witty commentary in between takes.
Oh, Peter,
you can't. I can.
Yeah.
There's some limitations to your guest privilege.
Yeah. Check your guest privilege, yeah. Dude.
So this is do you want to plug a tag or anything right now, or you just go by Chris?
Yeah. Well, my name's Chris. I'm a freelance illustrator and concept artist in training. So if you guys want to hit me up on the gram, I'm at Sketch and Steins. So it's SKETCH, the letter N. And Steins, which is my last name, so STEINZ.
Yeah.
So also on Twitter under the same tag, but I'm kind of a ghost on there.
Yeah, same.
Do you do D&D character commissions?
Yeah, I'd do anything that gives money.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Nice. I'll hit you up.
You do my fursona?
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe not that.
Can you make me a cute little yes boy?
I will do fursonas as long as they're not moon.
Okay, so you can't do the dog people with the huge throbbing dicks. It's just the ones wearing...
Okay, can't or won't?
Oh, yeah, that's true, because I know some people say hands are difficult to draw, which I've never found.
Are huge throbbing dog dicks difficult to draw?
Yeah.
No comment.
No comment. But I guess you can tell me this right here. My client or my attorney, whatever you come as, you're in as a consultant right now, right?
Yes, that's true.
And we've been talking about this for a little while, that you've been wanting to consult. Why are you a consultant on this? What is it that you love?
Metal Gear Solid.
I am the local Montreal Metal Gear Solid lore enthusiast.
Oh, okay.
And I curate the Metal Gear Solid Museum that's here as well.
That is true, yeah. Yeah. Nice. It's a lovely museum. Full of snakes, though. It's weird.
Located in my mother's basement.
She's a lovely lady. She makes cookies if you visit the museum. So
yeah. I think our moms are friends, aren't they? They work at the same driving school.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, okay. That's it. Yeah, it's funny. And now we're on the same show.
Yeah, wow. Small world.
Full circle.
Yeah. Yeah, would you look at that? The small internet we live on here. So today, I want to go through a few little tidbits here, a little bit of prehistory. Like I said Before we start recording, we're going to be covering a lot of history, a lot of stuff that happens outside of the games, because if you want to know what happens in the games, the best way to do that is to...
play the damn game.
Watch a Let's Listen Play.
Or like and subscribe.
Yeah. Just watch it up. Yeah.
Hit us up on Patreon.
Yeah. So I want to focus on the bosses, big or otherwise, some of the snakes, and some of the events leading up to and that transpire between all the games. Where I want to begin is not with a man, as you may assume, but with a woman who taught him so much.
I don't know why you would assume we're going to start with a
man. I'm talking about God, who's a black lady.
Oh, okay. That's why you would assume that it was a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not really. It's 2018. Figured I'd make a hashtag relevant joke.
Okay.
I want to start with the boss. I couldn't find her real name. Do you know it? Does she have a real name?
It's never actually said. It's just the codename she goes by as the Joy when she's leading the Cobra unit.
Right.
But her actual birth name, I guess it's kind of unknown in the canon.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was Lori Allen for a second, but I think that's
the voice
actor.
Actress. Yeah. Because
okay. I watched a cutscene with her in it, and it said, the boss, Lori Allen, and then I put a little note here just like, consult Chris.
Yeah. I thought that that's how it works, though. Like, the genie in Aladdin is named Robin Williams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Canonically
yeah.
speaking, of
yeah.
course. Yeah.
That's why Disney had that huge funeral when he died. For the genie.
For the genie, yeah.
Now, is it genies or cats that get nine lives?
Both, oh. I think. Genies get nine lives unless they wish for more lives.
Right.
Or if Aladdin wishes that the genie had more lives.
Yeah.
Or he wished that the genie died.
Or if he had 10,000 lifetimes of indebted slavery.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so anyway, just to follow up on that, I couldn't find her real name, but she was known as the Joy, Mercury Lady, and the Mother of Special Forces, as well as Voivoda, which is Russian for warlord.
Yeah, Voivoda?
That's correct.
Yeah.
What was that other one? Mercury Lady?
Mercury Lady. There is something called Operation Mercury, which I will not touch on, but occurred at some point in the
past. It's kind of important, actually.
Go for it.
Well, when we get there in the timeline.
Oh, okay, fine, yeah. No, I skipped over that one because I wanted things that were directly seemed directly related to the games, but there was a whole lot of crazy shit, which is why you're here, which is perfect.
Yeah. When we get up to that, I'll throw it in.
So where are we right now? So we talked about that there's a lady in the past, and there's a snake.
No snakes.
We haven't talked about snakes.
A naked snake, okay. Actually.
All there is yet so far is a lady.
Yeah. Lady in the past, and then Mercury something, but we'll get there.
You're confused, I think, with names. The story from Genesis of Adam and Eve, where there was also a lady and a snake. However, and they were all naked. So you're close, but not quite yet. No time-traveling cigar, from what I understand, from playing Metal Gear Solid 5.
All we have is an unnamed lady. What next?
Yeah. So the boss was born in 1922 in the U.S. of A. Her father was a high-ranking member of a shadow organization known as the Wise Men's Committee, who seemed to be one of many off-brand Illuminatis in the canon. They seem similar to, like, the Trilateral Commission, which I mentioned in my 100% factual JFK assassination podcast.
Okay.
If you'd like to learn more, go back and listen to our JFK assassination podcast. The facts, in quotes, about the Trilateral Commission in that episode are true, in quotes, because, of course, it is a conspiracy and complete nonsense.
And completely not true.
Yeah, exactly. The boss's father felt rather guilty about all the evil shadow government shit that he was doing, and he confided in his young daughter. The committee would have him killed for this, and she would eventually become involved with another shadow organization known as the Philosophers. Is there anything you want to put in here? You look.
Nope,
you look
that's
like,
correct.
Yeah,
no point.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay. All the good stuff.
Philosophers like the stone.
Yeah.
So was Metal Gear Solid written by J.K. Rowling?
Chris?
Yeah, but the Japanese version, Hideo Kojima.
Yeah. Japanese J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
The philosophers are more like the Illuminati than the Wise Men's Committee.
Yeah.
The Wise Men's Committee would be more comparable to what then?
Pre-Illuminati.
At least if Hideo Kojima was the Japanese J.K. Rowling, he'd know a bit more about East Asian culture. So.
Yeah, less snake people.
Yeah, like less just generalizing about Eastern culture and the snakes.
Like, I think the Wiseman Committee is literally just talked about at that point before the philosophers. Just that her dad was a member of it.
Oh, okay.
So just before this, they were in this, but when she was born, her dad was in this, and then
yeah, and then like they kill him, and she goes under the care of the philosophers.
Okay,
yeah, okay, cool.
She went from the Masons to the Shriners.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I guess maybe the Freemasons for the Wise Men Committee.
Okay. Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right. Now, I was going to jump directly to what, the boss participated in World War II, which you had brought up earlier, if you want to talk about any of the stuff that she managed to do there. I know she was working with the British SAS.
Yeah, it was, what was it?
Cobra British, unit?
Well, the British SAS was in 1941, where she meets Major Zero, who's going to become a major player in our little lore story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, at the same time, she participated in many snatch missions, which involved taking captives without killing them.
Okay.
Which would become, the like, the footwork for CQC.
Okay, that's okay. How she...
Close quarters combat.
So, this is Big Boss's daughter? I'm still confused on who we're talking about right now.
This is... The whole series centers pretty much around this one woman. And okay. She'll later go on to train the guy who will become Big Boss.
Yeah, I will bring up Big Boss when relevant. This is...
I'm not a... Yeah.
The Boss.
Okay, so yeah. This is Boss, who is girl.
Boss's girl.
Yeah. Boss's girl, and she's in the war, and she's snatching people up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
She's abducting, presumably, Nazis and Russians.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then she's essentially responsible... Her and her Cobra unit are essentially responsible for leading the Allies to victory during World War II.
Okay, so...
Wow.
Yeah, none of those soldiers did anything. It was just like, thank God we had somebody behind the scenes. Yeah.
And it's cool. The members of this team were the Pain, the Fear, the Sorrow, the End, the Fury... And the boss, whose codename was The Joy. And it's all based around the emotion that they carried into battle. But End isn't an emotion, so that's where it gets kind of odd.
I'm feeling very End right now. The End, as far as I know, is the boss in Metal Gear Solid 3 that if you just stop playing for 5 days, he dies of old age.
Yeah, because he's like maybe like 120 or something. He uses photosynthesis to keep himself alive.
Wow. That was so stupid.
You ever just drink water, lay out in the sun, and feel A-okay? Like,
yeah. He's diabetic because of all the sugar that's produced by him.
Wow.
That's fucking hilarious. And the Pain is the bee guy, right?
Yeah, he's mastered hornets by getting stung a bunch of times. when you fight him in Metal Gear Solid 3, he has a move called Tommy Gun, where he gets a bunch of bees around his wrist, and he starts firing you with bee bullets.
Hell yeah, dude. The bosses in the Metal Gear Solid games are ridiculous.
Bonkers. Yeah. I didn't even. I was gonna ask you about the entire Cobra unit. I am so glad it just came up like that. That's because I didn't read about them, I did not want to spoil it for myself. Anything I consult you on, keep in mind I have not read. So if I react as though that is the most insane thing I've ever heard, it's because there's a man shooting bees at you.
Bees that he can control because he got stung so many times. The bees started to respect him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shoot, this guy can really take a sting. Man, maybe we should work for him. I don't know.
Yeah,
fuck the queen. Am I right?
To shoot an actual gun, you have to take a certain amount of bullets in the chest.
Yeah, that's it. The gun respects you.
Yeah. This is the Pain. This is the gun. He's just got shot a bunch of times. It's like a bloody pulp.
Oh my god! And any idea as to where the End's photosynthesis powers came from?
Get into that later. Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. So after World War II, the boss also
missed a key point. She gave the boss gave birth during D-Day while storming the beach.
While storming the what?
Yeah,
I definitely missed that.
She was romantically involved with the Sorrow, and during storming the beaches on D-Day, she gave birth after taking like a gunshot wound to the gut, and they had to perform an emergency C-section
on the beach.
On the beach during like hellfire.
Oh my god. What, they just staple her shut and she kept going?
Well, she got the C-section gave her a scar in the shape of a snake up her entire torso.
Wow. You know what? There's so much.
The shape of a what?
That kid must have been really good with the alphabet because he was under storm by bees and was born through a C-section on D-Day.
Yeah.
He was born knowing how to read.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the read. Yeah. He'd be like the page or some shit.
The ABCs. Fight him in a lighter.
The ABCs.
The read is my favorite emotion, honestly. Yeah. I'm feeling so read right now.
Very book at the
and
moment.
Another important point is that kid gets taken by the philosophers.
Okay.
After.
Okay.
But she's cool with it because she's like, I'm with them.
Well, not really. She's kind of a puppet of the philosophers, which plays in a lot into the whole theme of the games.
Okay. Operation Mercury, or the Mercury Incident.
Wait, how far after World War II is this? We're jumping ahead now.
I was going to jump to the Cold War in 1954, personally. Okay. But that's because I kind of wanted to keep it close to the games. However, if Mercury is important here, Chris, I don't know if you want to do... jump in and advise.
Well, before the Mercury Project, which I think was 1959.
Okay, so it would be after MGS 3?
No, it's before. MGS 3 is 1964.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but she meets a young soldier named Jack in 1951.
Yeah.
That she gets quite a liking to.
Yeah.
She sees a lot of herself in him and takes him under her wing. And Jack, or also known as John, is the man who will later become known as Big Boss.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of himself in her, too.
Yeah.
Hey. So,
So, Big Boss, John.
Hey.
Yeah. Big Boss, John, Jack, Naked Snake, Vic Boss, Ishmael, or The Man Who Sold the World are some of his many titles.
Okay. But they all those titles get acquainted as we go through the lore.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was 1951, then we could jump to the Mercury Project.
Yeah, please do.
Who did he sell the world to? Monsanto or
David Bowie.
Oh, nice. I'm fine with him wearing it.
Yeah.
The fucking so what MGS 5 is about Moby Dick and also David Bowie albums.
Yeah, the Ziggy Stardust album.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Really? Okay, so the Metal Gear Solid 5 is based off of Moby Dick and or is this some meme that we're doing?
It's
meme cuts.
It's kind of true.
Okay, well, it's not based on Moby Dick. It's the main theme.
Inspired
of the game.
By.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Vengeance being a theme of Moby Dick and vengeance being a big theme of MGS5.
What do you mean vengeance? All he was doing was hunting a whale.
What?
Yeah. Moby Dick.
I think you misread that.
It's just about a guy who wants to kill a whale.
Yeah. Classic fishing story.
Yeah. Old man in the sea wants to get revenge on the sea. Moby Dick wants to get revenge on a whale.
Wants to get revenge on the sea.
The Pearl wants to get revenge on clams.
Yeah. Give me them pearls, you stupid clam.
Yeah. Whoop. Punches it once, cuts his hand. He's like, God damn it. So definitely the Mercury Project in that case. Please.
Yeah, right. So she gets called away from training with Jack about that 10 years. I think it was 1959. Things get muddy with the dates because I feel like a lot of stuff got retconned.
Yeah, okay. I do want to point out here, this is not our first guest, but along with our first four-man squad, this is our first analog guest who is currently shuffling through papers about Metal Gear.
I'm trying not to sweat and stay. I'm like messing with my ink.
I am very impressed as to how prepared you are right now.
Yeah. Anyway, so like the whole key point of the Mercury Project is that the government sends her into space, right? And they want the shuttle to have a window.
Okay.
So in 1959, she technically becomes the unofficial first American into space.
Okay.
Because some stuff happened where the government pretty much wanted revenge on her for selling her faulty data on what the Soviet space program was doing.
Is this still Boss?
Yeah, this is the Boss, the hero of World War II. So during the Mercury Project, she meets Dr. Strangelove, who's going to come into play later during the Peace Walker incident.
Yeah,
okay.
So the whole point is when she goes into space, it's what she sees when she's up there. She sees a world like without borders, a world that's just like united without nations or ideologies.
Yeah.
And this later becomes known as like the Boss's vision or the Boss's will.
Socialism, basically.
Kind of. And then the interpretation of the Boss's will is what leads us down the rabbit hole to the rest of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. She was just like, man, I'd love to see a world without conflict or borders. We should build giant atomic robot dinosaurs.
As you do.
More or less. Or AI that controls everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I'm with her. At this point, I
ain't no borders on the internet. So that's why we can have, like, networked AIs or whatever. So would that be the end of the Mercury Project in that case?
Yeah, she comes back down, she gets badly burned, and she gets put into a coma for a bit.
She gets badly burned because of the window on the shuttle?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much.
Okay.
What do you mean? Like,
she gets bombarded by cosmic radiation because they wanted a window on the shuttle.
Oh, that's really? Why you had mentioned it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Only Hideo Kojima would be just like, there was a window there, and then
She needed to see the Earth without borders.
Right, oh, wow. Right. But
that's
also
symbolic too. That so like the vision also burns.
Also burns her. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Following Project Mercury, she was involved with the Cold War. What a thrill.
Like darkness and silence through the night.
Which is where most people who would play the games likely first encountered the Boss, which was in Metal Gear Solid 3, which is during the Cold War, during Operation Snake Eater, and also the Virtuous Mission, which is where you start. You start on the Virtuous Mission, and it transitions into Operation Snake Eater, correct?
Yeah, the Virtuous Mission is essentially the prologue to the game.
Yeah. And she is dropped in. She was already in the Russian forest, as far as I understand. And then Big Boss, now an adult, is Halo dropped in, the world's first Halo drop, which is high altitude, low orbit, out of an airplane into the Russian wilderness.
Yeah.
Oh, like the Red Bull guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Before that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is before Red Bull guy. Felix Baumgartner.
Red Bull is in MGS 4.
Okay.
Yeah. This is MGS 3.
That's when Snake gets wings.
Yeah. This is MGS 3 to try and keep up. He's got like that skin tight branded. Like, his like stealth suit has a Red Bull logo on it.
He's codenamed Winged Snake.
Yeah.
Oh, also, if you get any ideas that might be good for art, please shout them out for the listeners, because we do like to drop a little Easter egg as to what the silly picture means.
Cool. Yeah. Keep that in mind. And also, well, you said it was Big Boss that drops in on Virtue's mission, but at this point in time, he's going by the codename Naked Snake.
Right, and I wanted to explain why he is snake-themed, because it is equally as absurd as everything else you've just heard, including B-Man, who is a boss in this game.
Yeah.
Anyway, Big Boss would become the boss's apprentice, which is what we talked about already, and serve in the Spec Ops unit Fox under the command of, boom, wait, Major Zero.
Are you going to explain how he became Snake, or are you just going to say you're going to explain it?
No, I'm getting to it in a moment. It's just a couple other things. Yeah. Okay. I'll explain it.
Yeah, because...
Jamie, leave the room.
Yeah. I'm on the edge of my seat there. Then
I'm going to explain it. So, yeah, that's why he was named that. Let's move on.
Another important detail about Big Boss. We're talking about Big Boy Boss, not the boss, which is Girl Boss.
Yeah.
Okay. He is sterile.
Okay.
Remember this. Swimmers don't swim.
Is he clonable?
We'll maybe.
I'm winking at you.
Yeah. No. His DNA is sterile as well.
But the boss is also sterile as well. This is a part of why they connected.
After her first kid?
After her in combat C-section.
She was involved with the atomic testing.
Okay, wait. The boss has a snake-shaped scar on her.
Yep.
And her lover is named Snake Eater?
Oh, yeah.
No,
No,
her lover, is named Snake.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought he was Snake Eater at this point.
Well, no, it's Operation Snake Eater.
Oh, okay.
Which is the prologue scene.
Yeah.
No.
We're going to Halo drop you into the Russian wilderness, and you're going to make that woman come, goddamn.
Hey, Snake, how'd the mission go? I guess you could call me Snake Eater now.
What a thrill.
I love making serious characters in video games. Doodle bros.
Oh, dude, surfer bros are the best. So both of them were involved with the Bikini Atoll atomic tests in the 50s, which are also part of the Godzilla canon sometimes. So that's why they're both sterile. Too close.
Yeah.
Too close that most everyone else, as it was mentioned, that was involved in these tests got deformities and thyroid cancer, specifically. Okay. However, these two were simply rendered sterile because they're just way too good.
They're too much a boss.
Yeah,
there was a little bit of a thyroid problem with Big Boss, though. That's
he's my thyroid.
Yeah.
He's like the Blob from X-Men. So Big Boss was a Green Beret and experienced sniper. This is just prior, just get a little bit of background about him kind of in the between times here. And he had eaten snakes during previous survival exercises. This would apparently become a useful skill in the future, as the other soldiers found that getting the can of snake meat open, difficult. He had found different ways.
They're all using rocks. He's got a can opener.
Yeah, he's got a can opener for his snake rations, which is another little MGS cut. What was that? You look like you're going to say something.
No, I'm just trying not to burp into the mic.
Oh. Virtuous Mission was a spectacular failure, as the boss defected to the Soviet Union and threw Big Boss from a rope bridge.
So she betrayed him and abandoned country.
But the thing was that, well, we're calling him Big Boss, but he's not Big Boss yet.
He's Snake.
Well, for the listeners at home, I mean, he is Naked Snake, correct?
Yes.
Yes, but he is going to be Big Boss.
It's going to trigger my fanboyism.
I really appreciate you making that distinction, though, because, like, from an outsider who's, like, tried to hear, like, understand it all, like, I've heard Snake, I've heard Big Boss, I've heard, like, Metal Snake, like, there's a million different versions of Snake, there's a bunch of different versions of Big Boss. And I'm really happy to know he's not Big Boss yet. Now I can make the distinction.
At present. Yeah. Same person, different title, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because during the Virtuous Mission, remember, he hasn't seen her since 1959. and The Virtuous Mission takes place in 1964.
Right.
So, is there, man, I don't know if we, can we do quotes on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Right, man. Original content only.
We have to pay, yeah, we do have to pay,
yeah.
J.K. Rowling or whatever.
J.K. Rowling, yeah.
J.K. Kojima.
Yeah. Well, that's what the K is. It's, yeah. It's J. Kojima Rowling.
Yeah.
It's like when he first lands in the jungles of Russia. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Ranger Zero is like, I got a special surprise for you, Snake. Someone you haven't seen in a long time. And then she comes on like the walkie-talkie call. She's like, Jack, how are you? And then he completely just like loses his cool. He's like, boss, talk to me. Let me hear your voice.
Nice and throaty.
Quick question, actually, I have here. He already has an eye patch by MGS3, correct?
No, he gets the eye patch in MGS3.
I see, yeah. Okay. Because that was my next thing here. After right he here. Was tossed so from the bridge and the boss defected, the rest of MGS3 ensues. If you'd like to summarize the game, give us some important details.
Okay, wait. So he gets thrown off a rope bridge and pokes his eye on the way down.
Nope. Close though.
Close.
Yeah.
Okay, so Naked Snake, what happened to Naked Snake?
He got betrayed by boss.
Okay.
Well, yeah, the whole point of the Virtuous Mission was to bring back to the US a Soviet scientist who wanted to defect.
Yeah.
So he gets him and they're about to get the extraction point, then the boss shows up out of nowhere. A Naked Snake thinks she's there to help him, and then she goes ahead, breaks his arm, and then the big bad guy shows up with like two nuclear warheads.
It's Volgin, correct?
Yeah, Colonel Volgin.
Yeah.
So then she chucks a Naked Snake from the bridge, but with the hopes that he'll survive. And a key point here, too, is when she chucks him off the bridge, his hand reaches out, and he grabs her bandana from her head. And as he's falling, like, 100 feet, the only thing he's clasping onto is that bandana.
Hey! You see him with a bandana later.
Oh, yeah, he wears it throughout the whole Operation Snake Eater.
Yeah.
Which is the so if you'd like to carry on, just give us a quick summary of the events of the game there.
Yeah, so then Volgin detonates one of those nukes, and it's an American-made nuke. And the Americans weren't supposed to be there at the time because they were in Soviet airspace.
Okay.
So thus, they say that we're blaming the U.S. for bombing Russia. So, like, prove your innocence by killing the boss, the mother of your special forces. So they send Naked Snake back in, like, 3 months later after his arm heals. I think he might be given a time limit to do it. So his mission is now to take out the Cobra unit, kill the boss, kill Volgin, destroy his prototype super weapon called the Shagohod, and to steal the Philosopher's legacy, which was a key point we didn't cover. At the end of World War II, the Philosophers, which are essentially like the Illuminati, took all the wealth of the world that was accumulated from the Nazis stealing everything.
Okay.
For some reason, this is now worth like...
$100 billion.
Yeah, $100 billion. Yeah.
Like cute JPEG of Dr. Evil. Like,
yeah. And for some reason, Colonel Volgin has it all.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So they send it. The U.S. sends him in, kill all these people, get us that money, and clear our name.
Yeah. Wow. So following this, Major Zero would be accused of treason.
Sorry, can I just jump in real quick? Did he kill the boss?
Yeah, oh man, this is one of the best scenes in gaming, honestly. For everyone who hasn't played it, you should go play Metal Gear Solid 3. Because like the whole time, well, what you learn by the end after you kill the boss is that she was actually told to play the traitor.
So she's a triple agent. She is working...
For the Americans?
For the Americans, yeah. For the Russians, but also for the Americans again?
Yeah, like they pretty much sent her in to aid... The whole thing was like this massive like Black Ops plot. To get her close to Volgin, for her to play the traitor, so that Snake can come in, kill her, and get the philosopher's legacy for the Americans.
So the Americans can get rich, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
That trend.
Yeah. And then, like, by the time after he kills her and he goes back to the U.S., like, he learns all this through Ava, who is like your side character partner throughout the mission.
I will talk about Ava later, so don't ruin too much about her yet.
No, I won't. She's a spy for the Chinese during Operation Snake Eater.
Okay.
But she's playing as if she's supposed to be Snake's consort.
Okay.
So, and then the boss tells Ava what the truth was, and then Ava relays that to Snake after the mission's complete.
Oh,
so sure. Then, when he gets back to the U.S., the president awards him the title of Big Boss for defeating the boss.
Okay.
And then he rejects country and title. And because the big boss, the boss's only reward for everything she did for her country is an unmarked grave in a mass cemetery.
I love that you become big whatever you just killed.
Yeah.
Like,
big deer.
Yeah, exactly. Like a hunter becomes big deer. Yeah, after he kills a deer. Or like or if you killed a rat, you become Big Rat.
Big spider.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Spiders are big flies.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, honestly, I just want to make a quick aside here. This is an adventure for me as well, because knowing we had a consultant, I skipped over a bunch of shit. So, like, all three lore boys right now are being taken for the same fucking ride by, like, just, you know, so much. It's like such a, it's so, I was almost worried, like, I don't want to not cover enough.
Right. I could honestly do a whole episode on just Metal Gear Solid 3.
Yeah.
So we're going to skip ahead a little bit after the conclusion of that game.
Yeah, the important thing to note, though, is he rejects the title of Big Boss.
Okay. He's okay. Like, don't call me that.
Yeah.
The name
Big
Snake.
Boss, that's our word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boss is our word, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He says the name Snake, so he prefers Snake.
Yeah, he thus starts traveling the world as, like, a soldier for hire under the name Snake.
Yeah. I will get into some of his endeavors that he's gotten into. So, Major Zero, who was... he was in charge of Fox, as far as I understand, which was a special forces branch of the CIA.
Okay.
He would be accused of treason, so he decided to form another shadow organization known as the Patriots.
This is Major Zero?
Major Zero, yeah.
And this is not Snake. This is a different person.
No. This was Snake's commander during the Virtuous mission, Operation Snake Eater.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as the wing crew that was with Zero, who was paramedic... and Sigint.
Yeah, I have them in here as well, yeah. It's Sigint or something. Yeah, so he decided to, after being accused of treason, he made another shadow organization called the Patriots, who are very important for the rest of the story we're going to tell here. He would invite Big Boss, despite the fact he doesn't like that name, to join, as well as a young Major Ocelot, who was present in MGS3.
Yeah, he was a key character. Yeah. I totally forgot to bring him up.
Among others. We have Paramedic. Real name is Dr. Clark, and she was a geneticist from what I saw. Then we had Eva, which you had mentioned. For some reason, her name is written all caps, EVA.
Yeah, it was her code name.
Okay. And then Sigint, S-I-G-I-N-T. And the six founding members directly influenced, that were all directly influenced by the boss, girl boss, and we're all involved in the Snake Eater operation in MGS3, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, it looks like the gang's back together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Oh, it's important to note that at this point in time, somehow Zero has acquired a part of the Philosopher's legacy for himself.
Okay. Oh, cash money.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how he forms the Patriots, because now Zero has interpreted the boss's will as not a world without borders, but essentially a world with a single government. Like, the people need to be told what to do, but from just one organization.
Okay, and so he's bastardizing her, her dreams, basically.
Yeah.
No borders, but I'm in charge of everyone within borders.
An overseer, essentially. Think Big Brother from 1984.
Yeah.
I was born in 1991, but I...
Zero would use his influence, or Major Zero, I suppose, would use his influence to turn Big Boss into an idol-like figure. And the group began to plan to unite the world by governing behind the scenes and killing both JFK and Martin Luther King.
Oh, shit. They're the ones that did it.
That's totally not true. I just threw those in. This is too good conspiracy assassination.
Oh. Yeah. You can't say that because I'm going to believe anything you say. Right. Okay.
That's not in my museum history book.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, who killed JFK? It's like, there's like the shitty polygon snake from the PS1 in the window.
You just see it like JFK. You just got like, there's one photo of him snap like the minute before a bee hit his head.
It was the pain. It was the pain that did it.
Speaking of the bee guy, I forgot to say, when you kill him, he blows up into a million bees.
Yeah. naturally. Because when a bee stings you, they climb inside your body. Yeah.
Exactly.
So he got stung by so many that he was full of bees.
So he was filled with bees in that case? Or was just his clothes?
Each one of the Cobra unit explodes into something when you kill them.
What? Even the old man? Does he explode into a fucking bag of dry leaves?
I think he does,
actually. The chlorophyll guy?
Yeah, just like nature stuff.
Pinata explodes into a bunch of candy.
Yeah, you the pinata.
Well, no, it's the emotion you carried into battle, so what the hell does a pinata feel?
Pain, definitely.
With the guise of
pinata explodes you to a bunch of bees.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you saying? Sorry, Jamie.
Pinatas just feels pain with the guise of something that feels looks happy.
Yeah,
usually, like, some happy thing.
So he spills out with depression, basically.
Yeah, yeah. It's, well, I guess candy looks happy but makes people sad.
It's
large.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Large, I guess.
It's yeah. Like you can't like carry the body to hide it when you kill the pain. It's like you have to equip the rake and like rake up a pile of leaves into a corner.
Okay, well, I'm still lost. Where were we? Someone killed JFK, but not really.
Not really.
No, that was a deep meme.
They formed the Patriots, and he has a part of the philosopher's legacy, which is vast treasures.
Exactly.
So he got rich off of the last mission. He's bastardized the boss's original dream.
Major Zero.
And he's formed this ragtag group of people from MGS3.
Yeah.
So there all is. I know sometimes we throw around a lot of names. The names for this one, once they're established, are the same names basically throughout.
Ocelot, Eva, Snake,
Signet,
Paramedic.
Paramedic.
Yep.
Big Boss.
And Big Boss, but that is Snake.
Big Boss is Snake, yeah. And Major Zero is Zero.
Major Zero is number six.
And also, since we're trying to breeze through it, since there's a lot to cover, Ocelot is, in fact, the son of the Boss.
Okay.
Who was taken by the philosophers.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that is pretty important.
Yeah, and in Operation Snake Eater, he was working with the Russians, but he was also a double agent for the U.S.
I seem to remember that.
Yeah.
MGS3 is the one... Oh, the one Metal Gear Solid game
it's
I've
the
played
best
through.
One. Yeah, don't at me, but it's the best one.
Isn't MGS2 what the one all the fanboys cream about?
We're divided amongst 3 and 2.
3, 2, and 3.
We're divided.
I've only played Phantom Pain, and I played about half an hour and watched like an hour and a half of cutscenes. Awesome, so.
I completely forgot to ask at the top. I've only played MGS5 as well. Okay. Did I beat it? I did actually.
Did you get the truth ending?
Did I beat it?
No, I watched that on YouTube. I wasn't good enough.
Shame. I know your name.
Yeah, so Chris is the only one with full experience.
Well, that's why he's here. It's like, exactly. Why do a job well when you can have someone else do it for you?
Basically.
So between Major Zero and Big Boss, the views of the two men began to differ. In regards, of course, this is one thing that he's already touched on. In regards to the interpretation of the boss's will, Zero, he's already covered his interpretation. Big Boss believed that the boss wanted, so the Big Boss boy, Snake,
yes.
The boss, girl, wanted a world where soldiers would not be used as tools of the government. Big Boss's interpretation does not make sense to me at all.
Yeah.
I think it does.
Where a soldier...
Because...
They're not tools of the government. They're tools of me.
Yeah.
Well, no, because the way he saw it is like a lot of themes in MGS3 is about loyalty. Like when you encounter the boss the first time on Operation Snake Eater after she threw you off the bridge, right? She says, it's like, just look at that bandana. You can't let go of the past. So what's it going to be, Jack? Loyalty to your country or your loyalty to me? It's, man, he's like, why should we have to choose?
Yeah.
I just almost saw a tear leave your eye.
I'm holding back a lot of tears. The whole time, too, is like, he's super, like, butthurt about her, too. Like, I think his most used line in the game is, boss!
Yeah. David Hayter is impossible to do an impression of.
Boss! Hey, boss, what's going on? Boss,
what you gonna do? So tensions between Big Boss and I will be using the title Big Boss going
although
forward.
Although they want Snake. Let us know whenever he prefers Big Boss. Does he ever prefer Big Boss?
Yeah, we get there.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. He finishes. When he finally tells his parents, it's like, guys, I want to come out to you. I'm not actually Venom Snake. I'm Big Boss. Yeah. And his parents are like, we love you anyway, honey.
Yeah. So he's Snake for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, still Snake.
Tensions between Snake and Major Zero continue to grow. Mm-hmm. And then, afraid of losing their idol, Zero carried out a secret project known as Les Enfants Terribles, which, for some reason, despite the fact I speak French, because it's written by a Japanese person, I always read it as Les Enfants Terribles.
That's every time you hear it brought up, like on a game podcast, they always say Terribles.
Yeah, no, but it's Les Enfants Terribles.
Les Enfants Terribles.
In which Paramedic would use Snake, Big Boss, DNA to create a number of clones with Eva as the surrogate mother, or less flatteringly, the brood mother,
mm-hmm.
For Solid Snake, who we all know is a protagonist of Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid 4.
But why is there a different one? Solid Snake is one of the clones?
Yes.
The terrible children.
Because okay. They're all clones of Big Boss.
Enfant Terrible was the cloning project.
Yes, but yeah, I guess you could just assume they're one of the terrible children. But okay,
they called
it that. Name doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was like the whole nature versus nurture debate. Okay. So like Zero believed that Big Boss was the greatest soldier of all time because of his genes.
But so, it was actually
his khakis.
His upbringing.
His khakis.
I believe originally there were 9 clones, but 6 of them died. And then with Solid Snake, he got all the dominant genes.
Okay.
And Liquid Snake would get the recessive genes.
Oh.
And then the third clone, Solidus Snake, would be a perfect one-for-one copy.
Solidus?
Yeah. Solidus.
So it is...
Most solid.
It is Solid Snake, Liquid Snake, and Solidus Snake, who is so perfect, he also became the 43rd president of the United States.
Oh, yeah. We're jumping ahead.
Yeah, exactly. That also did happen.
Nobody wanted George W. anyway. So.
No, exactly. Nobody wanted George W., so we got Solidus Snake.
Solidus Snake won on the recount.
Yeah. Was George W. actually the 43rd?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, because we're at 45 now.
Okay.
And you count backwards, too.
I never knew we were on the 45th.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're not, but they are.
Each clone... had accelerated aging, or Werner syndrome, or Werner syndrome, however you want to say that, written into their genes in order to provide a failsafe against the clone's genetic information falling into enemy hands, for one, where it's like, haha, we kidnapped this young, strong man. We should definitely take his blood tomorrow morning. And then they come in, they're like, oh no, young man is old man now. I guess. They just had, whatever, fine, sure.
If you get kidnapped by the enemy, you don't need to worry. You only need to survive 30 years of torture.
Yeah. Or if the clones turned against the Patriots under their own volition, they would also just become very old, very fast, and very dead.
Well, there was a kill switch put in them, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that Fox die? That's right at the end, yeah.
So there's just the 3 clones?
Yeah.
Okay. 3 that survived. There was 9 originally, 6 died.
Okay, gotcha.
Which, if you count backwards from 45. Yeah, anyway. So yeah, Fox die. He brought it up already. If you want to elaborate on that, go for it.
No, it's not really necessary at the moment.
No?
Nope.
There's a kill switch. Just know it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's it. It's called Fox Die. All caps. Big Boss was not too happy about being, from what I understand, secretly cloned.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like.
Because he falls into a coma and Zero takes his DNA without him knowing.
So many comas.
Yeah, there's a lot of comas.
I was
going to
say, in 5, you wake up from a coma, right?
Like, the 9-year coma, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a soap opera trope, and I think if Metal Gear Solid correlated to a TV genre, it'd be soap operas,
Metal
right?
Metal Gear soap opera.
Yeah, Metal Gear soap.
It's funny that the boss fell into 2 comas. Big Boss, I think, was 3 comas?
I will get into one of his comas because it's dumb.
Yeah. And it's like after 20 years, Naked Snake meets this kid and he's like, it turns out I'm the boss's the boss's son that was taken by the philosopher. He's like, what? I didn't know my girlfriend had a son.
So Big Boss, not being too fond of being secretly cloned, leaves the Patriots and forms his own military group, also in French, which is Militaire Sans Frontières, which is
military without borders.
Soldiers without borders.
Yeah, military without borders, yeah. So it's like Doctors Without Borders, but they fill people with bullets instead of medicine.
It's essentially a mercenary unit, soldiers for hire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's what he thought. She was just like, well, I mean, like, the boss didn't want borders.
Yeah, that's it.
So if I just work for anybody but still kill people, I think she'd be happy.
Yeah, that's it. I imagine a world of peace where everybody gets along and works together. There's no wars or borders. Oh, you mean like Blackwater? Yeah, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
You mean like kill for money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killing indiscriminately is... Then there's no
you gotta get your, you gotta get your GDP up, which is the currency in MGS5, right? Like your gross domestic profit or some shit?
Yeah, something like that. It's extension of what goes on in Peace Walker as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems related to borders, GDP, but
anyway. Yeah. this faction was involved in Peace Walker, Side Ops, and Ground Zeroes. So, if you want to elaborate on Peace Walker, now is the time to do it.
Well, just the keynote, because he leaves the Patriots in 1970, and in 1972, he meets Kazuhiro Miller.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's your last name.
And then he...
Congratulations. So,
wait, is it really?
James Kazuhiro Miller.
James Robert John Kazuhiro Miller.
Yeah. Jim Bob John Kaz Miller.
Yeah.
J. Kazuhiro Rowling.
Miller Kojima.
Kojima.
What's the actual name?
It's Kazuhiro Miller.
Kazuhiro Miller, who is...
J.K. Rowling.
Wait, I'm trying to bring it back.
Okay, no, I just got to him. Yeah. So he left the Patriots in 1970, and in 1972, like, Snake is working as a soldier for hire, and he's doing some wet work in Colombia, where he gets hired to like take out like guerrilla groups.
Okay.
So essentially, he kills all of Miller's men, and he leaves Miller alive because he like appreciated what he saw in Miller as a soldier.
Okay.
And they pretty much become like best friends after.
I killed all your men. You want to be best friends?
Killed all his men. Okay. And Miller just
okay.
Looks
please don't hurt me.
Killed all his men. Miller just looks at them. Did we just become best friends?
How to become successful and influence people. Kill everybody else and they have to be your friends.
Show how dangerous you are and everyone will respect you.
Eliminate the other option.
Essentially, he recruits Miller to be his second in command of MSF. And then we get into Peace Walker, which takes place in 1974.
Right, and I left this one completely up to you for
Peace Walker. Is Peace Walker a game?
Yes. Yeah. It's on the PSP, correct?
Yeah, it was originally a PSP, but then it was included on the HD remake package for PS3.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if there's any important points there, please, by all means.
Bro, there's a lot. Like, there's a lot. So, you know how you rejected the title of Big Boss up to this point, right?
Right.
Okay. So... At this point in time, like MSF, which is the Militaire Sans Frontières, they're pretty much working out like on a beach. It's like base.
Okay.
They're just like on a beach in a little cabana.
Okay.
Where I think it's in Cuba. No, in Costa Rica or something.
Yes, because he's contacted by the CIA liaison, who's named for real. Hot Coldman.
Yeah.
Hot Coldman.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I know what I'm naming my firstborn kid.
Hot Coldman.
Hot Coldman. Hot Coldman. And a young student going by the name of Paz Ortega. Whose actual name is, that you find out later in a big twist, is Pacifica Ocean.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Paz is important later.
So these two are contacting the MSF who are in Costa Rica.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
So they contact them to essentially fight off American forces that are invading Costa Rica.
Okay.
Because I think at this point in time, the Cold War is still happening. So tension between Soviet states and the U.S. are still pretty high.
Yeah. In the 70s, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, Boss pretty much says, like, nah, I don't wanna. That's why I formed this, to choose my battles.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I think, like, Hot Coldman offers them an old oil rig. That's in like international waters.
Oh, shit, Mother Base, sweet. Right?
Yeah. And then Miller decides to like convince his boss, Snake, to take it so they can have a Mother Base. It's like the beginning of like making this feel like an actual unit. Okay. They finally can start building a nation for soldiers.
No more banana huts.
We
on
can't
the beach.
Have a band unless we have a jam space, boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So then during this game, I really like this game. A lot of people don't. Because again, it was on the PSP, so it was made for like 5 minute play, like on the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
So it has like really short missions, but I think it's a lot of fun. And it's cool in this, you get to see Big Boss's quote unquote downfall.
Okay.
Like he recruits child soldiers to MSF.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, like there's this one kid.
That's not good.
What's his name? Chico, right? He sold out his comrades, his compas. And like he's like all crying about it. So when Big Boss finds him, the kid's like, "Oh, I'm a traitor! I sold them out." And Big Boss is like, "Fine, then kill yourself." And he hands him a load.
Jesus
fuck.
Christ, dude!
Yeah, and he hands him a loaded gun. He's like, "You're feeling guilty. You take responsibility for your actions." And the kid's like freaking out. Like, what? What? I don't want it. He's like, "Then redeem yourself. Live. live for the men you sold out and join me.
Come fight for me, kid.
Yeah, pretty much.
I need a traitor on my squad.
Say, like, the old you died here today, and the new you will live as, like, a soldier without a nation.
Yeah, it's like, I don't really have a Judas handy. Hey, you want to come?
Yeah, that's it. You got a passport? No? Perfect.
And it's important to note, too, to build MSF, he pretty much, like, takes soldiers using the Fulton recovery system.
Yeah, the balloons. Yeah.
Yeah. I like, so a lot of soldiers will join willingly once they hear, like, the legend of the legendary soldier, Snake, or Big Boss.
Who's just abducting soldiers in the night. Like,
he's taking children, telling them to commit suicide, and then saying, okay, you don't want to kill yourself? Then let's go fight some bad guys. Yeah. Like, yeah. What?
How about you die in combat for me, kid?
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. As well as the soldiers will resist, he'll toss them in the brig until they finally break and join his army.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I love Big Boss, man.
He is... I was aware that he is a villain in the series.
Yes.
Sort of. From a certain point of view.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, from what you just described, I'm going to go ahead and say, no, just blanket villain. Like, bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad dude.
Well, you know, is everybody who kidnaps kids after telling them to kill themselves bad? Only from certain points of view.
I thought Snake was good guy, but Big Boss is bad guy.
There's four snakes, you got to remember.
Yeah, exactly. Original Snake is Big Boss who becomes bad guy, but the clones may be good guys from certain points of view.
Solid Snake, good guy. Liquid Snake, Madman.
Bad guy, Ghost Arm, also.
Solidus Snake, the true good guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
We absolutely will.
Hence the presidency.
Yeah. So I suppose that would conclude the important points of Peace Walker because
I will punch through really quick. There's fully functional AI in 1974.
Right.
The AI was
just like
programmed.
Real life.
Yeah. The AI was programmed with the boss's voice and will. So Snake starts freaking out because he thinks the boss is still alive. You turn out they're essentially trying to make prototype Metal Gears. Dr. Strangelove from the Mercury Project built these pods because she was in love with the boss.
What are Metal Gears, okay. By the way?
Sorry. Oh, bipedal tanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
That's really good to know. It's like in the title.
Cool.
Yeah. They're meant to be the next phase in evolution between infantry and artillery.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So, right. AI, Strangelove. He meets Huey Emmerich, who's the scientist who will build the first Metal Gear.
And okay. It's also Otacon's dad, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Transformers.
So Huey builds Metal Gear Zeke for MSF. So now they're not just a nation without borders or laws. They're now a nation with nuclear deterrence. The AI pod essentially, it gets hacked at one point. Looks like the U.S. is going to nuke Russia. So Russia's debating about triggering a counterattack. Then the AI pod becomes self-aware and the boss disarms everything. And she delivers like a message of love. During this, Snake realizes the truth about the boss and her sacrifice. He thinks that she laid down her weapon and turned her back on her duty as a soldier. At that point, he finally moves on after 10 years because he's wearing the bandana the whole time through this.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. It smells so bad.
Yeah.
Showers with it on.
So at that point, after the pod does all that, he makes a realization. He sheds off the bandana and Miller's there. He's like, so what do we do now, Snake? He's like, nah, I'm done being Snake. Does that mean? That's right. Call me Big Boss.
Big Boss.
And he throws the bandana into the ocean.
Oh, shit.
Like three fish turn upside down to the top.
it hits the water, and you've got like that gasoline rainbow. Yeah.
There's just like a hiss and like steam vapors come out. Like,
and then you find out Pacifica Ocean was actually working for Major Zero on the Patriots.
Oh, wait, shit.
When you say he threw the bandana in the ocean, it's not the person, it's the actual ocean, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He just it's all sweaty. He just wadded it up and whipped it at a teenage girl.
It's like, call me Big Boss.
Pacifica Ocean.
Fucking beans are with it.
Pacifica Ocean is a teenage girl?
Paz.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so Paz steals Metal Gear Zeke. She says, Major Zero sent me. Join us and we'll rule the world together. Like, super cliche.
Yeah.
Big Boss proceeds to, like, fuck her shit up and save Metal Gear Zeke. And her body gets ejected from the cockpit and goes into the ocean.
Oh. Is that when she gets the name Pacifica Ocean?
No. A bit of irony.
Yeah, no, not a title. Real name.
Okay. I thought she killed the Pacifica Ocean at some point and would become Big Pacifica Ocean.
It's just the writer.
Yeah. No, she's the founding member of Great Big Sea.
Oh.
Like the band.
Yeah.
The writers just like wanted to show that they had this plan the whole time.
Yeah.
And then we'll fast forward to 1975.
Well, we'll fast forward up to Ground Zeroes.
That's 1975.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So both Chico and Paz are in a prison camp in Cuba.
Yeah, Camp Omega.
Yeah, and Big Boss, now that I can use his proper name now. Big Boss.
Because you haven't been up to this
point. Yeah, exactly. I'll give Big Boss forever.
Well, now I'm allowed to. Sorry, guys.
Now Chris will stop crying.
Dab's tears.
I'm getting so triggered.
I love the bandana that you're wearing, too. And you're just
my getting character for an audio medium. it's good. It's good. Cosplay that no one will ever see is the best cosplay, honestly.
It's not cosplay. I wear it every day to work.
As a freelance graphic designer with an eye patch, I don't know why I don't get any business. So Ground Zeroes is a very short kind of intro demo that they released right before MGS5, in which Big Boss infiltrates Camp Omega, rescues Chico and Paz, and puts them on a helicopter with, very importantly, the medic.
Yeah.
When it is discovered that that Paz has a bomb inside of her, the medic conducts a emergency surgery to remove the bomb and toss it out of the helicopter. And then right as they're sewing her back up, she's just like, oh no, wait, actually, it was twins. And throws herself out of the helicopter, explodes in midair, and showers the boss, the medic, and Miller with shrapnel and human bone.
Yeah. Well. And the second bomb is actually in her vagina.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. So, okay, yeah. Footnote.
The bomb was in her vagina.
Oh, yeah. But this is one thing I do know about Metal Gear. I don't know a lot about it, but that there's a lot of, like, perversions within it. Like, you could level up one of your like, pets or your, like, side characters in Metal Gear 5 by staring at the woman's boobs in the helicopter.
Oh, okay.
Like, you get experience for staring at the boobs jiggling around.
Okay. Way to go, Japan. All right, cool. There are worse things.
Yep. But this, the whole
there are worse things than objectifying
women.
The whole
bomb planting stuff was planned by a man named Skullface, who becomes the main antagonist for Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
The medic.
Right. The medic. The medic who was performing the surgery had Big Boss's memories implanted into him, as well as plastic surgery to make him look nearly identical to Big Boss. Except the problem was he had a chunk of shrapnel or bone or something stuck in his forehead.
A friggin' femur in his
head.
In the
Phantom Pain, he has that big black thing in there, like the horn.
Okay, in his forehead, yeah.
In his forehead. That's, from what I understand, chunk of a bomb or chunk of Paz.
Or part of the chopper.
Or part of the chopper, something. He's got shrapnel stuck in his head. They decided they could not take it out because it was either going to kill him, give him some sort of disability, or not make him the perfect soldier that he was meant to be.
Yeah. It's literally the crayon in Homer's brain.
It is, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, like, the transferring of the memories was actually done by Zero himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Zero makes the body double the Phantom to keep Big Boss safe. Because, like, now we're at the 9-year coma. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is when the clones happen.
No, the clones have already happened.
Yeah. Okay.
The clones were les enfants terribles, which we mentioned.
Yeah, but didn't... So I thought Big Boss and Zero, like, split.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a different coma.
And now he found... Now Zero comes back and...
Well, yeah, because Zero sent Pacifica Ocean to steal the Metal Gear.
Oh, okay, right.
Right, like during Peace Walker.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's very easy to take advantage of your old allies when they're in comas for 9 years.
Yeah. Who is Phantom? You mentioned Phantom earlier.
The Phantom is the medic who we're describing now.
The medic is also the Phantom.
He becomes the Phantom after the memory implantation and the plastic surgery to turn him into a Big Boss double.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not quite a clone, but basically a clone.
Yeah, because, like, apparently he was the best soldier that MSF had, and he gave his life willingly to protect Big Boss.
Okay.
So, man, this game was really freaking confusing.
MGS5, yeah.
Yeah, that's where we're at now on the timeline.
Yeah.
So, essentially, Zero wanted to do it because he felt bad for, like, the bad beef they had, and Skullface, the man who planted the bombs and destroyed Mother Base, which we skipped over, but...
It happens at the end of Ground Zeroes, as far
as I know. Yeah, so it's the new big villain. Zero feels bad. Skullface poisons Zero, so Zero now has limited time left. So to make up for it, he decides to make the Phantom to keep Big Boss safe. He moves both the medic and Big Boss, who are in 9-year comas both, to a hidden facility in Cypher where they finish the hypnotizing with the memories and the plastic surgery. Oh. And then you wake up in 1984, and that's the start of Metal Gear Solid
5. Yeah, that's okay. The hospital. I recognize that part. Okay, yeah, you wake up in a hospital, and there's a doctor over you talking. It's been 9 years.
Yeah.
And
it's a burning horse.
I love that opening, man.
It's really fun, yeah.
It's just like, as you, because you're seeing the, like, petals of the Star of Bethlehem falling, which was where you killed the boss in Metal Gear Solid 3, was in a field of flowers.
Okay,
so
yeah.
So there's a lot of, like, subtle nods that you can pick up on.
Honestly, someone who knew nothing about Metal Gear, starting there, it felt like a drug-fueled action movie.
Yeah.
I had no idea what was going on, but there was fire everywhere, and there was a lot of action, and it was intense, but I didn't get it.
Even reading through all of this, and having played all of MGS5, and reading through all of this, and even listening to Chris talk up until this point in the show, I would probably have to listen to this episode twice to even barely understand what the fuck happens in Metal Gear.
Yeah.
It's all crazy.
I find I've learned a lot so far, at least of the structure. So you wake up from the 9-year coma, and this is the beginning of MGS5.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Phantom Pain.
Yeah.
The Phantom being the body double that Major Zero had constructed out of the medic to keep Big Boss safe, because he felt bad about an argument they had once. So he was just like, what if I kept him safe by making an identical copy of him and sending the copy into battle so that he could motorbike away and be okay?
So in MGS5, you're playing as a modded medic who is now the Phantom.
Correct.
Yeah.
And not Liquid Snake, not Solid Snake, not Solidus Snake.
It's Venom Snake, correct? Or is it...
Venom Punished Snake.
There you go.
Venom Punished, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
it's a fourth snake.
The fifth snake.
Fifth, if you count the OG.
It's Metal Gear Solid 5 making it fifth snake.
Okay. Okay. Everyone features a different version of the snake. Okay, got it.
Yeah. So when you wake up in the coma, you have that guy, Ishmael, who's helping you escape. You remember?
I do remember that.
Yeah, that's the real big boss in disguise.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happens is that the real big boss wakes up first, like maybe a month or something ahead of time. And Ocelot debriefs him, because Ocelot was working with Zero with the Patriots, and he tells him what their plan was. So Big Boss says, yeah, go for it. I'm kind of done with this army without a border kind of thing.
He's kind of like, fucked me up when that little girl exploded in my face.
Yeah, he was like,
not gonna lie.
He was like, an army, what is it? Our army without a nation didn't really work. So now I'm going to create a nation without a government.
Without an army.
Come at me, nerds.
So he leaves to do his own thing in secret, while all the eyes of the world are now on Big Boss, the Phantom.
Okay.
So he could do his own thing.
But the world does think that this is Big Boss.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So now the plot of this game is ridiculous, honestly.
I mean, I'll say, I thought it was Big Boss as well.
Yeah.
The whole time.
I was actually kind of mad when you learn it's not Big Boss.
Yeah.
I was like, all the play is Big Boss.
Yeah.
I just spent 40 hours as this nobody.
Yeah. A guy who doesn't even have a face.
Yeah.
His character,
or his own stupid memories.
It's just a balaclava.
Yeah.
That hides in a box.
Ocelot, funny, nice note about him. Ocelot, through a very stupid solution, through self-hypnosis, convinces himself that the medic
is actually Big Boss.
Is actually Big Boss.
Of course.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So he can't be interrogated.
What is self-hypnosis?
Self-hypnosis.
Is that a nap?
Yeah. Let me sleep on it.
Yeah.
It's like, really, honestly, I don't recognize him with that big-ass horn. Let me sleep on it.
Yeah, that's it.
Wakes up in the morning, and he's just like, well, hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Drinking his coffee.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He wakes up like, what was I supposed to forget again?
I don't remember. Most important. Yeah. Oh, hey, Jack.
Hi.
Hi, zombie.
Yeah. So anyway, the events of this game take place. It covers the rebuilding of Mother Base, the rescue of Kaz Miller.
Yeah.
You rescue Otacon's dad. I forgot his name.
Huey.
Huey. At some point, you also find an AI pod out in the desert.
That's from Peace Walker.
Yep. So you find that thing.
Yep.
And then you encounter Skullface, who has been, or previously was working with, I can't believe I fucking forgot his name again, with Huey, to build Metal Gear Sahelanthropus, which is the first and only Metal Gear to walk upright, which is why Skullface decided to name this Metal Gear after a proto-hominid in our evolution, is one of the first ape-like beings that walked upright 3-4 million years ago.
That's
cool. Sahelanthropus.
Wow. And it's important to know, too, Huey's the one who sold out the old Mother Base.
Oh, okay.
Right, and they put him in a raft and they kick him out instead of killing him.
Yeah. That's a good scene.
At one point, while Venom Snake punished Venom Snake, the plastic surgery clone, the medic,
the Phantom,
as he is rescuing child soldiers, turns out the child soldiers in Central Africa have a white god king named Eli, who is a little blonde boy, and in no way...
I don't
way,
like any part of that sentence you just said, I just gotta say.
Yeah, so he's basically king of the child soldiers, and Eli is actually a young, maybe 13, 14-year-old liquid snake. He is one of the clone babies who ended up in Central Africa.
But he is actual liquid snake or some other version
of it? 100% actual liquid snake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the project Les Enfants Terribles got shut down in 76.
Good.
And they say one of the clones escaped, and they don't know where he went. And then you find him in
that's the crazy one.
He ends up being, he's the villain one. That's why he's God King of the Child Soldiers in Africa.
So to tie back to the whole nature versus nurture thing, maybe he had this erratic nature that made him crazy, but also maybe it was the fact that he kind of raised himself as the God King of an African nation.
Yeah.
That maybe made him crazy, you know?
Just a small army of child soldiers.
Oh, excuse me.
It's much worse.
What was the nursing section like in the clone facility too?
Couldn't have been good.
Imagine
you're gonna be a spy. You're gonna be president.
Yeah.
You're gonna be the worst person who's ever lived.
You're the only one who's gonna live up to the name Les Enfants Terribles.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna
bring the other two down.
You're gonna be truly, truly terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah. You will be terrible in ways that we can barely comfortably describe. Yeah. Even though these things are completely fictitious, it is still hard to say.
You're God King, Liquid Snakey.
Yeah, Snakey. Yeah.
You're gonna be so bad, you're gonna make some podcast hosts uncomfortable when they're talking about you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So you find Eli, and you spend a lot of time kicking the shit out of him for being a bad kid. And after the first fight with Metal Gear Sahelanthropus, where you destroy it, you bring it back to Mother Base. Huey repairs it in secret, and it is then stolen by the child soldiers and piloted by Eli.
Okay.
And a young Psycho Mantis.
Also that's true. You remember the ginger kid with the gas mask who can fly at the beginning of MGS5?
Explain it to me like I'm the first time ever hearing it, like a listener, because also I feel like it's the first time ever hearing
it. There is also a flying kid with a gas mask on and very long sleeves in a black sweater. That is Psycho Mantis.
Well, it's a straitjacket.
Was it a straitjacket?
Yeah.
Oh,
is Psycho Mantis, you fight him at the top of a bell tower with rockets?
No.
No?
You're thinking of...
I've seen fights, like boss fights from MGS5.
Octopus or something?
But... No, because in Metal Gear Solid 4, the boss fights take the same like first code names from the first boss fights in Metal Gear Solid 1.
Oh, okay.
So you fight like Crying Wolf instead of
Sniper maybe it was
Wolf.
That then, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's like a telepath.
Yeah,
psychic
okay.
powers.
Yeah. And he leaves with...
Sahelanthropus
and Eli.
Okay.
Liquid Snake.
So, Ginger, God King, and...
Robot.
Son of Big Boss.
Yeah.
Walk into a bar.
Yeah, exactly. but also, remember that Eli, Liquid Snake, the God King kid, the real shithead, is also... He's the garbage clone of Big Boss.
Yes.
From Liquid Les Enfants Terribles.
Yeah, Liquid Snake, who's a really bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in the mid to late 90s, so we're going to skip ahead after the events of MGS5.
Okay.
Because there is no true ending to that game, because obviously, through production, Konami kind of fucked over Kojima. Yeah. Supposed to be a final fight against Sahelanthropus and Eli somewhere in the jungle. It's not in the game. There is concept art and I believe like an unfinished cutscene without proper sound effects that you can watch. But that does happen. There is a showdown between... The Phantom and Eli and Sahelanthropus, where Sahelanthropus is destroyed for good, which is why it is no longer in.
I love the idea of an unfinished sound, like a clip without the sound effects, because like it could do like one of those like Footloose dances where they take out the music and someone's just going.
Yeah. It reminds me of that when the Mummy trailer with Tom Cruise dropped for the first time and they released it without sound.
Yeah.
It was basically just that with like random grunts and yelling at time.
Probably would have been better on it. Or it's a lot like just a Kingdom Hearts trailer, because those ones are really fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like the Kingdom Hearts 3 promo shit recently, brief tangent.
I haven't seen or played any of the game
that,
trailers.
That's a series that will be on par with this one as far as ridiculousness and craziness goes.
Good God.
Yeah.
This one's making sense so far. Like, the names are a little wacky, but
that's it.
The idea's
having seen a lot of Metal Gear Solid cutscenes, and I watched my friend Bobby play through most of MGS5, and I was always just like, this game makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
No, it is literally just spaghetti thrown at a wall, and then they formed words out of the pattern of noodles. But now, like, hearing this, I'm like, okay, it follows cohesion.
I suppose, I remember the cutscene where Skullface picks up the Phantom and puts him in the back of a Jeep and then just, like, drives him down
dirt
road
so
for, like,
weird.
25 minutes. They just have a conversation about something. Also in MGS5, he is breeding some sort of borderline magical parasite.
The Wolbachia.
That attacks the English language. Because this guy's... So Skullface is from Hungary, and he was... Something happened involving American soldiers?
I was born in a small village.
Yeah.
It's this famous, like, monologue. It was like, soldiers came...
They all spoke English.
They were English soldiers.
So fuck English.
Yeah. So now I'm making parasites that kill the English language, which is why Quiet can't speak anymore, who is the lady sniper, because she speaks English, and that's why she can't talk or she'll die or transmit it.
Okay, well, because...
He's just got, like, moths that eat... paper that he just unleashes into, like, English libraries.
Yeah.
Well, because if you remember, like, in the prologue in the hospital, like, you set, like, this woman on fire where she comes to kill you. Like, that woman is one who apparently becomes quiet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, she works for Skullface.
Okay.
And then Skullface, like, gives her the parasites to heal her, but he makes her a sleeper cell with the English strain. And, like, her new mission is to, like, pretty much... getting close with Big Boss / the Phantom and, like, intercept his troops and then spread the English strain to wipe them all out.
Okay.
Just become the school teacher and all the kids are just going, yeet, yeet.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that game's complete nonsense. I remember I remember watching some of those cutscenes. There's some really brutal scenes that I quite enjoyed.
Yeah.
In that game, like when you have to kill all your soldiers who are infected with the English flu or some shit. But I do remember when... There's a bunch of, like, host bodies to breed the parasite with slits in their throats and headphones playing English music.
Yeah. they have to be programmed to what language they need to, like...
kill.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah. And there's, like, this old Native American dude named Wind Talker and...
Codebreaker.
Is it Wind...
He's Codebreaker.
Codebreaker.
Well, Wind Talkers were Codebreakers in the Second World War.
I'm pretty sure they called him Wind Talker as well, but because he speaks... his indigenous language,
Navajo.
He's been okay. Yeah, that's it. they pronounce everything wrong all the time. Like, he's Navajo. You should bring him back to the base. And he's like, did he have anything? What did he have to do with the parasites?
I think he's the one who knew about them.
Yeah.
They were part of, like, in their tribe, some secret stuff. He called them the Wolbachia. And, like, they can't copulate, like, male to female or something. They're like...
Okay.
It gets so dumb. Like, I love Metal Gear Solid 5, despite the mess that it is.
Yeah.
But it's one hell of a mess.
But wait, so now we fast forward past Metal Gear Solid 5. We're in 1990-something
I just went back there to talk about it quickly.
Yeah.
That's the Solid 5, I believe, is in the 80s, correct?
84, yeah.
Yeah. So in the mid to late 90s, Big Boss attempts a coup d'etat against the Patriots. He was just like, fuck y'all.
That's French for chicken finger?
Yeah. He slaps the tandies out of their hands.
Yeah.
This is where we're going to go way the fuck back to, like, the 2D ZX Spectrum games, the original Metal Gear, which is from, like, made in the 80s. Like,
oh, chronologically, they're last.
Not last.
Chronologically, they're in between.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're...
We still got 1 and 2 to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, which I thought was the ones in the far past. Is 1 and 2? No.
So there's Metal Gear and Metal Gear 2 that were, like, 8-bit games on some weird Japanese home computer that
the
no
MSX.
One on Earth has ever owned. Yeah.
The what?
The MSX.
MSX, okay.
Yeah. So Metal Gear 1 is Big Boss's coup d'etat. It is in a base called Outer Heaven. However, he used his Phantom... This is retconned in now.
Well, the Phantom led the coup.
Because they retconned this in to make sure Big Boss was still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The same Phantom from...
5.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the Phantom leads the coup of Outer Heaven against the Patriots.
Yeah.
and as well a second one in another place called Zanzibar Land.
But that's which, the real big boss.
From what I understand, is Metal Gear 2 from the MSX, the 80s game.
And then the real big boss does what there?
Okay, so at this point, the real big boss resurfaced, and he's leading Foxhound, the new unit he formed with Roy Campbell.
Yeah.
So when the Phantom raises his coup, the real big boss sends a rookie Solid Snake to take out the Phantom and Outer Heaven.
So this is good clone, Solid Snake, real yeah. name David.
Yeah.
Solid Snake, call me Dave.
Yeah. We got Major Zero, we have Ocelot, we have Solid Snake.
We
got
Hot
Dave.
Coldman.
We got Hot Coldman, we got Dave.
Yeah.
We got Pacifica Ocean.
It sounds like a porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was thwarted both times, however. Yeah. Both in Outer Heaven.
Who's
and
he?
Big Boss and the Phantom.
Okay, yeah. They were both thwarted in their own right in
Solid
one.
Snake.
Thwarted both by Solid Snake in 1 and 2?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So in the new retcon lore after 5, what happened is when Solid Snake gets to Outer Heaven and he sees that Big Boss is leading the coup, he didn't get it because Big Boss is the one leading Foxhound. Right?
Okay.
So there's two Big Bosses.
There's the Phantom and then there's
the Phantom yeah. and normal.
So when that reveal comes, the real Big Boss packs up his shit and GTFOs. Because now the world sees that Big Boss was this crazy terrorist leader of a mercenary group.
Okay.
But he already has...
Bad PR. He called it Soldiers Without Borders, and now is when people realize
yeah,
that he's an insane person.
Yeah.
Well, we were fine with the child soldiers, but this? I mean, come on.
No, he's rising up.
Soldiers Without Moral Borders.
So anyways, he already built Zanzibar Land, which is the setting for Metal Gear 2.
Yeah.
So Solid Snake kills the Phantom, sets Outer Heaven on self-destruct, and blows up the base.
Okay.
And then, so Big Boss, the real Big Boss now, is in Zanzibar Land for 2 years, where again, he's back to his child recruiting ways.
This is somewhere in Central Asia, from what I understand.
It's Africa, Central Africa.
Zanzibar Land is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I gotta say, Zanzibar Land sounds like a theme park built in very poor taste. Yeah. From like the 60s or 50s or something. Yeah.
I like now Big Boss's whole method is like the whole thing he believes is the war economy. He's always all like, who cares that I take on child soldiers? Because we'll create more wars and more proxies. And those wars will create more children who become more soldiers, who will fight more wars, okay. create more proxies, and give me more child soldiers.
That's it.
Yeah. He's like, I perfected pretty much the war economy. And at this
he
point,
doesn't like anything but sending children to their death.
Yeah.
This is like his thing. And this is the guy that you say is not objectively a bad guy.
He's the hero of the series.
Not to call out the guest or anything, but this is the hero of the series. Okay.
He is the hero of the series. Yeah. Big Boss did nothing wrong.
Just remember, Chris is just a fan of the games and didn't write it. This reminds me of a real thing. I can't remember his name right now, but the author of Gulliver's Travels did write possibly a satirical essay about eating babies.
Oh boy.
Okay.
That you should look up. At some point.
If you want to.
Yeah.
If that's your thing. I don't know.
You don't have
if you like the Lilliputians, like a little baby eating, maybe look up. I can't remember.
It's the kind of essay that Big Boss would have liked, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I
do like tiny people. And I do like baby eating.
At this point in time, they made him like a mustache twirling villain.
Yeah.
The thing with these games is that
they're all made out of order.
Yeah. And like he makes the lore up as he goes.
Yeah, it seems like.
Yeah, so now it's like, because this game was made in like the 80s, so we have mustache-twirling child soldier villain, who later on he gets that tragic backstory in Metal Gear Solid 3. We're just like, oh man, he's just a heartbroken man.
who amount of getting dumped and then killing your ex justifies raising child soldiers.
My ex threw me off a bridge.
The thing is, they went so far as to make clones of the same guy so they could say this guy had different personalities, but didn't even bother to split the mustache twirling villain from the heartbroken man. Yeah. Why not just call those two different guys?
Yeah.
Like, they already did that.
Wait for Metal Gear Solid 6.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly.
It's a pachinko machine. So, yeah, anyway, so that's what happened.
Yeah, Snake kills the real Big Boss now, and, Big Boss reveals that he's his father. And it's like, so Snake kills him. It's like pretty much, it's like poetry, it rhymes. So Solid Snake now is all sad, and he goes to Alaska to be a musher.
Okay, he's which is a dog sled guy, right?
Yeah, because he's tired of being like a killer for hire.
And this is Solid, not Solidus.
Yeah, Solid.
Solid.
The real hero of the story.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
It's an ironic name because since he's mashing potatoes, the thing that he hates the most is solid potatoes.
It's solid potatoes, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's just going against his nature.
I'm a musher.
Yeah. Where was I? Right. The Patriots. Remember them.
Yep. Deflated balls.
Then had Big Boss placed into a nano machine induced coma. Oh, that would be coma number 3.
Yeah,
coma number 3. So at the end of Metal Gear 2 in Zanzibar Land, I suppose he isn't actually killed.
He's set on fire with a can of hairspray and a lighter.
Hell yeah. We've all done that before.
Oh yeah.
Can of axe and a lighter. Prank your friends by setting them on fire.
Pranked, and now they've been in a nano machine induced coma.
Yeah.
Whoa. Get out of hand.
It was the first "it's just a prank, bro" video.
So. Yeah. I was just about to give like a clickbait YouTube thing, just like big boss frozen's Elsa Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Gone sexual. Hairspray can flamethrower prank.
Top 10,
gone sexual.
Gone sexual, yeah.
Top 10 anime deaths of all time.
Excuse me. Sorry, I lost my place here. Right. They kept him in a nano machine induced coma to imprison both his physical body and consciousness and preserve him as the Patriots icon. Infuriated by this, Eva, the surrogate mother of all 3 Snake clones, and Ocelot, schemed to stop the Patriots. And I have a note here. Is there anything to elaborate on, or is...
Oh, man, this is where the series gets just incomprehensible. Oops. Almost.
Oh, this is where we're getting... Okay.
I don't mean to... Before we get too far, I just want to... The Patriots, again, are who?
The funded by the Philosopher's...
Legacy. Yeah.
Legacy.
But they're just an army of... No. Randos?
It's 5 people now.
Okay, it's those... It's the original 6 from the beginning, down.
Correct.
Well, okay, gotcha.
But at this point in time, they're now fully controlled AI. That's gone rogue. Because, Major Zero got put in the coma by Skullface in the Phantom Pain.
Okay.
So Zero's out now, and Sigint becomes head of the Patriots, and he later becomes the DARPA chief, like that Department of Advanced Military Research, and he figures out that AI is the best way to, like, do this. So, from the fully functional AI in the 70s in Peace Walker.
Yeah.
So he makes this program, and eventually it goes rogue, takes over everything, and it sees... I'm getting lost now. But the point is, it's the puppet master now. The whole world's being pulled by the AI Patriots.
Okay.
So now they're like full Illuminati.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but now they're internet ghosts.
By the way, I commend you for how, well, you were communicating this, because you're making me feel like I understand.
Yeah. If we had done this without you, I'd probably have to do 3 episodes about Metal Gear just for it to make a lick of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, it's good. We'll definitely need to do Kingdom Hearts one day, but we're going to need a team of lawyers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to need the entire cast of 12 Angry Men.
Exactly.
Just about Kingdom Hearts. Let's focus on this.
Right, and then now we skip ahead to Metal Gear Solid, which is the Shadow Moses incident. President George Sears, a.k.a. Solidus Snake, which is best clone.
Yeah.
Right?
Great Christmas catalog.
exactly. Acting against the Patriots' order decides to have shipped to him just tons of Lego and... ugly curtains.
Wait, okay. Don't lose me in the metaphor, because I'm already lost in the story.
You're the one that brought it up.
You're the one who brought it up. I know, but I brought it up as like, that's what it is, but not let's be the Sears catalog for the rest of
the Oh, well, I'm sorry, Jamie.
I get lost in metaphors easy. Yeah.
Lost in the metaphor.
Yeah.
Lost in translation.
Yeah, clearly. It's fucking insane. So this is Metal Gear Solid, the game on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
This is the Shadow Moses incident. So anyway, the President George Sears, who is the third clone, Solidus Snake.
Yes, is the perfect one.
Yes, exactly. Best clone. Mm-hmm. The most we could hope for somebody is for them to just be President of the United States.
And of course, he got that position by the Patriots AI.
Okay. He's a puppet that was put there.
Yeah.
But now he's actually he didn't know this because he is acting against the Patriots and his clone father. He had his agent Revolver Ocelot, who was taken on a first name.
Yep.
And Ocelot would go on to Shadow Moses Island and convince Liquid Snake, the shitty clone, child soldier clone, to revolt against the U.S. government.
He's grown up now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he would have he took over Shadow Moses Island, its nuclear disposal site, as well as Metal Gear Rex, which was another combat mech.
Okay.
Ocelot would lose his arm to the cyborg ninja, who I believe is named Gray Fox.
Yeah, Frank Yeager.
Yeah.
Who was a pupil of Big Boss at one point.
Okay.
Okay, that's good to know.
He's cyborg ninja now. He cuts off Ocelot's arm. And after Liquid Snake's death in the last boss fight, he dies inside Metal Gear Rex, from what I understand?
No, you defeat him on Rex, and there's a chase scene in a Jeep, and then I think the fight actually ends with you both like bare-knuckle boxing.
Okay.
Top of something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So this is against Liquid Snake and Metal Gear Solid on the PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Cool.
Afterwards, Liquid's corpse is put into cold storage.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Liquid's corpse was stolen by Solid Snake to fake his own death in 2007.
Okay.
And eventually ended up interred and later exhumed for DNA testing, which was mistakenly used to verify Snake's death in 2009.
What? This test says the president is dead.
Yeah. Another thing that they had done was take Liquid's right arm, I believe, and transplant it onto Revolver Ocelot to replace the arm that he had lost to Frank Yeager, the cyborg ninja.
Okay.
For some reason, Liquid's personality remained alive as some sort of DNA ghost in his arm, and it eventually started to give Revolver Ocelot something akin to schizophrenic episodes. And then eventually, Liquid would overtake Ocelot completely, turning him into Liquid Ocelot.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was actually, they set the record for the first man to beat himself in an arm wrestle.
Yeah. That's a visual pun. I'm sorry for the listeners at home.
There's a fun fan theory about why this happened. Because you remember, Ocelot was the son of the boss.
Yes.
And her lover was the Sorrow, who is a powerful medium who could talk to ghosts.
I see.
Yeah, so the theory is that because Ocelot was the son of a powerful like spirit medium, that he was resonating with the spirit of Liquid in the arm.
He knew how it worked going left. He just had to figure out how to do it going right.
It's what is like Insidious 5 now.
Yeah.
So anyway, Liquid's personality had been implanted in a Revolver Ocelot. However, the presence of Liquid transplant arm resulted in an imbalance in Ocelot's psyche, resulting in Liquid manifesting sporadically. However, by 2014, Liquid's persona had completely fused with Revolver Ocelot, creating the new entity Liquid Ocelot that I'd mentioned earlier, despite the replacement of his transplanted arm with a cybernetic arm.
You skipped over all of Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I did.
I left it out for no particular reason. I know Solidus Snake is the boss in MGS2.
Yeah, so essentially Metal Gear Solid 2, the President of the United States, which is the perfect clone of Big Boss, launches his plan to take down the Patriots without telling anyone, really. And he has like this cool like Dr. Octopus suit that he wears.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, he has mechanical arms. And you don't actually play as Solid Snake in this game. You play as Raiden.
Yeah.
And the whole game is essentially a simulation.
Who's Raiden? Sorry.
Raiden is a new recruit for Foxhound.
Okay. Just a soldier.
Yeah. And so a terrorist unit takes over a new facility, and then you find out the facility replicates the events of the Shadow Moses incident because they're running the Triple S program, which is the Solid Snake Simulation, to try and breed the next perfect soldier.
Okay.
So it's not genes, but means that make the perfect soldier.
Okay. Yeah.
And this whole thing is run by Solidus, who had like a super sub underneath this simulation. I forget what it was called, but he plans to like ram it into New York City. And originally, like the game,
that's how you take out a city, right? Just fucking drive a boat into it.
Yeah,
like, underwater boat.
Because he was planning to like shut down the Patriots once and for all, essentially.
Okay.
So yeah,
like
so
the football team. That's why
it's New England, though.
Yeah. So he like Solidus Snake is actually technically the main hero of the story. So he's the only one that was trying to free humanity and get them free of the Patriots' control. But you kill him as Raiden before he can do it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like,
got him.
It was fun. This game came out in 2002,
And I think originally his submarine boat was supposed to crash into, like, the Trade Center. And then, like, 9/11 happened.
Probably not appropriate.
Oh, yeah. Right, that's true. Yeah.
So I think when the boat is, like, heading towards the shore, I think the scene just cuts, and then it's crashed on land.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. And then, like, you fight him on top of, like, the... Oh, it's the Washington Monument. I think you're fighting near, like, the Abraham Lincoln statue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in the National Mall in D.C.?
Yeah, because after you kill Solidus, he crawls up the steps to Abe Lincoln and, like, does this,
well, that,
like,
makes less sense.
Yeah.
How do you get a submarine to D.C.?
Just go up the Potomac and crash it on the land.
I mean, it dragged for a lot in the street.
dragged across three states.
Yeah.
So I left out Metal Gear Solid 2 specifically because I kind of wanted to close the big boss loop, and it feels a little bit like a side story, but I'm glad that we got that in there now so we don't have to...
The easiest way I could sum up that game.
Yeah, perfect, yeah. To my knowledge, other than being Solidus George Sears, the president, Big Boss does not make an appearance, correct? It's really it's pretty contained.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to 2014, where Liquid's persona had completely fused with Revolver Ocelot. What I did mention right before there is that they removed his transplanted arm and gave him a cybernetic arm. However, the ghost of Liquid remained within Ocelot.
Okay.
Being his doppelganger, Ocelot retained Liquid's ambitions and set off to bring about the destruction of the Patriots. Now we have the events of Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, and at this point in time, it's, I think, the year 2014.
Yeah.
And the game came out in 2007, I believe.
Okay.
The distant future. So this is 2014.
Like, yeah, this is like the one game. I guess Metal Gear Solid 2 is probably the closest to the actual timeline.
No, because Metal Gear Solid 2 takes place, I think, 2007, but it released in 2002.
Yeah, so that's 5 years difference, and this would have been a 7 year difference.
Yeah. So in this future, like, the Patriots have fully plunged the world into a permanent state of the war economy.
Okay.
Where it's just constant proxy wars fought by private militias and, like, sovereign states. So, like, every, like, city now can become a state and hire an army and wage war on, like, the city over.
And just everybody's war all the time.
Yeah, and now this is where the advanced aging happens with Solid Snake.
Okay.
Like, Fox Die is now gone into full effect, which was the kill switch.
Yeah, yeah.
But since Solid Snake lived longer than they originally planned, Fox Die has evolved.
Oh, because this is where you play as Old Snake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so Fox Die evolved, and you learned that if it triggers and releases, it's evolved to a point where it can, like, kill everyone. It will, like, get airborne and start wiping out, like, the rest
everybody
of the population.
Everybody gets old.
It is contagious, which does come into play towards the end of this.
You take the S and the I out of Solid Snake, it's just Old Snake.
Or Sold Snake.
Sold Snake. It's just like... Like, he's like a bad drawing against like a perfectly photorealistic background.
Yeah.
It's Old Nick.
Yeah.
At the end of Metal Gear Solid 4, so is there anything else that you wanted to cover from MGS4? Eva dies. I know you're hot, Mom.
Man, this game's a mess. So pretty much you find out everything's related to nanomachines.
Which induced comas.
I think this is the playthrough I watched, not 5.
Yeah.
This sounds a lot more familiar to me.
Like, what's the big revelations in this? Ocelot isn't actually possessed by Liquid. He used nanomachines to reprogram his brain.
So it's like that fun fan theory that we had is just like out the window.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, never mind. Yeah,
but also very tiny robots,
not ghosts.
Okay.
Right. So So essentially, in 4, you shut down the Patriots once and for all. Old Snake finishes his final mission to kill Liquid, which was Ocelot, which was one of the best boss fights in the game. Because, again, you bare-knuckle box shirtless with Liquid Ocelot.
Okay.
On top of, like, the super submarine, like, Mount Snakemore.
Yeah, that's true, because it's got a face built into it.
So this is your clone daddy's lover's son.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe...
When was the last time you said that? Hopefully never.
Said a couple times over the weekend. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you bare-knuckle box him to death.
Yeah, and through each fight, like, the fights and stages where it plays the main theme through for each game chronologically.
Okay.
And Ocelot takes on his persona from each one of those games.
during that segment of the boxing.
So it's like a fan service boxing match?
It's okay, really good. It's fucking epic.
So at the end of MGS4, which is the furthest in the future in the end of the timeline at present, at the end of MGS4, Solid Snake, the last surviving clone, goes to the boss's grave in the Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C. When Big Boss shows up with Major Zero for one last confrontation.
Who's a vegetable at this point?
Yes. Zero is a vegetable. He's just in a wheelchair.
You beat up a guy in a wheelchair. Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's on the note that Solid Snake went to that grave to kill himself before Fox Die could kill him and become active to the general population.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he doesn't.
No.
Big Boss and Snake share a combat hug in which Big Boss does like a CQC karate move to disarm Solid Snake and then hug him.
Dude, oh man, that if you don't cry during that scene, you have a soul. Because he tells him, like, lay down your weapon, son, and stop fighting. And it's the first time he ever called one of his clones son.
Yeah. And it's like a big moment for him because he's the guy who gets the big boner for war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And child sending soldiers. Child soldiers to their death.
Yeah, because at this moment he realizes, like, what a piece of shit he was.
That's it. Wow.
And a fun fact
I didn't realize children shouldn't be soldiers until my child was a soldier.
And also an old man.
But the fun thing to point out is this version of Big Boss, because, you know, he was put in that nanomachine coma.
Yeah.
And he was burnt alive and stuff.
Yeah.
So this Big Boss is actually a Frankenstein monster constructed with the remains of Solid Snake and Liquid Snake's bodies.
Oh.
So he's built his clones.
Yeah. Don't kill yourself. I need your parts.
With his brain.
Yeah. They used the good parts of the clone's bodies to rebuild his body.
Sharing one final smoke, Big Boss finally made peace with his last living son and, as a last request, pleaded with Snake to spend his final days in peace and not waste them fighting. Moments later, he succumbed to the Foxdie virus that had been transmitted to him by Solid Snake.
Well, yeah, in one of the clone bodies.
That's a combat transmitted.
I think he gives Solid Snake a cure for Foxdie, so he can now die of old age.
So he doesn't have to off himself.
Yeah.
And Big Boss passed away at the grave of the boss, the woman whose life and death had made him into the person that he was.
Aww.
So that would be the life and death of our podcast episode.
Full circle.
As well. Yeah. Well, that's what you were saying. It's like, the boss is the most important character in the entire story.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and then Big Boss eventually gets retconned into being a sad boy who has been sad for a long time.
Dude, that cemetery scene is so good as he's dying. And he just, makes his peace with her. And he unplugs Major Zero's, breathing apparatus.
Oh, it kills him too.
Yeah, so he finally, puts that feud behind them.
Yeah.
And he just lays down and dies, dude.
One last thing. I know I have Metal Gear 5 on my PlayStation, and I got it for free, as a bunch of other people got it for free on PS Plus. Can you give me, a little bit of, hype to get me excited to download it and play it? Because I really want to love it.
It's the best stealth gameplay ever made.
I played a lot of stealth games. Stealth game-wise, mechanically, it is perfect, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's light on story, but the gameplay is so smooth, I put, 150 hours into it.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. If I wanted to put 150 hours into you, Ethan, where might I do that?
Get at me on Twitter, at EthanTheDeadMan.
Anywhere else?
No.
And Jamie, if I wanted to make my final piece with you, share one last cigarette, where could I do that?
Cigar, thank you. Jesus Christ, Peter.
You can find me on PSN at JYMILLK64 and on Twitch at twitch.tv/theloreboys.
That's it.
How about you, Peter?
Oh, I was going to give it to him. Chris, if I wanted to do a combat hug and disarm you and then hug you real tight, how could I do that?
You can find me on Instagram. I'm at Sketchensteins, or I believe if you just search up Chris Steins by name, they will come up.
It's Chris with a K, by the way.
Yeah, it's K-R-I-S, and then S-T-E-I-N-Z. Hey. And also, I'm on Twitter at Sketchensteins.
There's a lot on his Instagram. It's almost full of his drawings of the various snakes fucking each other. So just be aware, it's very NSFW.
It's all Big Boss Yowie.
Yeah. You know, all the clones just all end up in each other's business.
Thank you so much for explaining this to us, because I feel
grasp on the game. Really appreciate you coming out.
I had so much fun doing this research, and honestly, you were the
like, not to shit on any of the other guests that we've had on, but like, for me, this is my first one here. You were the perfect guest for what I wanted to get out.
Checked course, all my boxes, baby.
Yeah. Oh boy. Oh baby. Yeah. You can combat hug me any day, sailor.
It was my pleasure, man. I love this series, and it felt great to talk about it. Yeah. I could go way more in depth.
Yeah.
If you want to do like a Patreon episode, that's like 6 hours long.
6 hours of just you talking about.
Let's get to that point eventually. We're coming up on 10,000, and obviously this will definitely help us along a lot. And then as for me, if you want to hit me up, I'm at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. If you can spell it, you can follow me. Lore Boys Podcast on Instagram. I am the cartoonist. I do all of the artwork, and then of course twitch.tv/theloreboys, which old Scrambly Jambly here has brought back from the dead by building it from the clone parts of other Twitch channels. And I think that constitutes a Lore Boys
out
of here.
Subscribe to Lore Boys Premium, and you'll get a YIF drawing of Solid Snake as a snake.
Forgot about that.
By Chris Steins.
Yeah, Lore Boys out for real this time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.